a teaching last week about hearing the voice of the God of glory. This will be the part two and the concluding part. What is going to happen next over the next 7 days is that you are literally going to bring this into practice. You're going to practice it. And that's why we're having the 7 days, and God will speak to us. Amen. All right, let's read Psalm 29 together. Psalm 29, which is where we started from last week. If you can bring that up on the screen, Psalm 29. And I will encourage us, if you can write, please write, because over the next 7 days, you will have to do a lot of writing. There's a lot of wisdom in writing. A lot of wisdom in writing. Please, can those at the back there who don't have young children, can they move to this side, please? Those at the back to my right, if you can move to this middle row. If you're not nursing a young child, please, can you move here? Just move here. And please, if we don't mind, can we shut that door? We will see why in a minute. Psalm 29. Okay, let's read it one to go. Let's just read from the screen so that we're reading the same from the same page. Okay, one to go. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. Please pause there. Can you just give us the New King James Version so that we avoid the make it, the divided, the think it, the talk it, the hear it? All right, verse 6, let's go. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. That is verse 30. Did you hear my voice? I said verse Psalm 29. You've gone to verse 30. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, it is very important that we, at this time and this stage of our lives, hear the voice of God. Last week, four questions to ask ourselves. Have you ever heard the voice of God? Do you know or do you recognize God's voice? If you hear the voice of God now, do you know this is God speaking? When was the last time you heard God's voice? Do you want to hear God's voice from time to time? Now, I want to run through the importance of voices, of hearing voices. Now, if you work in the kind of industry that's got to do with interfacing with people, maybe you're a psychiatrist, a psychologist, even a teacher, a doctor, you will often hear people saying that they heard voices. They heard voices in their heads, and the voice is what they simply reacted or responded to. I have met people over and over. It's so rampant now that one of the greatest epidemic hitting the human race that mankind is struggling with now is our mental health. And I'm telling you, mental health is no respecter of persons, whether you are of faith or you are not of faith. If you are of faith and you are not careful, you will be hearing voices, wrong voices, and it will determine everything you will do. Listen, voice simply is a sound. A voice can be a call. You can hear your name called. You probably dreamt and you woke up or you heard your name and someone called your name. I am telling you, there have been times I will hear my name called and I will think it's my wife calling me, and she will say, no, she didn't call me. So who called me? Some of us can identify with that. The Bible is clear. There are many voices. Voices. Please, can we avoid talking and let's listen to the voice of God? There are many voices in the world. There are many voices around us. There are even voices within. Some of us hear the voices of our conscience within us. Some of us even hear voices that of something someone said. It could be something negative someone said even years ago. You are just quietly going, doing your own thing, and that voice comes back to you. I remember the story that, you know, one of our brothers here shared with us, that when he's facing some kind of challenge in his life, it's like the voice of someone keeps coming back to him, someone close to him, keeps coming back to him that you are useless. You will never amount to anything. Voices. What voice are we hearing? Can I tell us time-tested, proven truths about voices? You see, you can read words in a book, but if you don't, and if you're not careful, it's not just words we hear when we read, it is voices. Now, I've been privileged to start writing, pen down a couple of books, and I sent one of the chapters to someone. And the person came back to me, I was giving me a review, said, I was literally, as I was reading the words you sent to me, I was hearing your voice. I was literally hearing you through the words you sent to me. It is not just words that we hear. We hear voices. Listen, this might shock some of us. Some of us read the Bible, read the Word of God, but we don't hear the voice of God. There is a difference in us reading words and hearing the voice behind the words. Let me give us a scripture, Psalm 103 and verse 20. Psalm 103, verse 20. If you can bring that up. I just spoke into his ears now. He heard my voice. Okay, let's read together. Okay, no, don't worry. Let me just read it. Bless the Lord, you, his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding to the voice of his word. I showed us last week, right from Genesis, God himself has a voice. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, we saw that in the cool of the day, God will come to fellowship with the man and the woman he just made. And the Bible tells us that one day they heard the voice of God coming in the garden. And this particular day they had to run to hide. Can I tell us something? It is the voice or voices that we hear that we actually respond to. Many people can be talking at the same time and you're hearing many voices, but it is a voice you hear that you will react to. I can demonstrate it. The human mind is so powerful that you can actually sift what you want to hear. You can sift the voice you want to hear. You can ask people who are very good, you know, choir directors, music directors. An orchestra can be playing, a choir can be singing, and if they choose, they can only hear and listen out for just one voice. That's how powerful the human mind is. And it is that voice they will respond to or correct or do whatever they want to do. Voices. The question is, what voice are you hearing? Whose voice are you hearing? Because it is the voice you hear that will control you. It is the voice you hear that will control your life. It is important that we know the voice we're hearing. Because if you keep hearing the voice of the devil, if you keep hearing the voice of your low self-esteem, if you keep hearing the voice of your damaged mindset, it will control you. Jesus said, he was replying to the devil when the devil came to tempt him. The devil, the Bible says, Jesus was driven to the wilderness 40 days to be tempted of the devil. And then he was hungry. One day the tempter came and began to speak to him. It was hearing the voice of the devil. Have you been very hungry before? Starving, you had no food and you began to hear voices? It's happened to me before. I heard a voice one time. I decided to go on a very long fast. I wanted to be like Jesus. I was so zealous for God. I was so zealous. And let me tell you, I was tired of church. I was tired of church people. I was tired of the hypocrisy I was seeing among the people of God who should be loving, caring. I was seeing backbiting. I was seeing jealousy. I was seeing envy. I said, I don't want to be part of this. I just recently got to know the Lord. I backslid. I went back to the Lord. I backslid. I gave my life to Jesus. I took it back. You know, I was yo-yo. But now I made up my mind. I want to be serious with my life. And I'm not going to let nobody mess me around. I want to know God genuinely. And I went to church. I was disappointed. So I said, I'm not going to church anymore. So I went on a long fast. The Bible says Jesus fasted 40 days, 40 nights. I said, I will fast 40 days and 40 nights. I was hungry. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, gospel, I started hearing voices. I was running mental. I will never forget. I literally heard myself saying, I am running mad. I wanted to hear the voice of God. Please be careful. Don't seek to hear voices if you want to hear God. Let me put that clearly as a disclaimer. So, how do we hear the voice of God? Let me tell us one thing. God desires that we hear his voice daily. Jesus said, back to that temptation story, he told the devil, when the devil was talking to him and they were hearing each other verbatim, some of us literally hear the devil. Forget it. You hear the devil almost daily. The devil came to Jesus. Jesus heard the devil. Who do you think you are? You think you wouldn't hear the devil too? If Jesus heard the devil? Listen, we hear the voice of devils. We hear the voice of demons. And God help you and I, if that's all we hear. Because if we don't hear God, we're in trouble. The devil spoke to Jesus. And the devil was quoting Psalm 91 to Jesus. Told Jesus, literally, it is written. I'm telling you, you jump. It is written. He will give charge to his angels concerning you. They will bear you up in their hands. You won't dash your foot against a stone. Jesus heard that voice. Whose words was the devil quoting? The words of God. But it wasn't the voice of God. Some of us read the Bible and we actually hear the voice of the devil. A man of God was sharing. He was sick, sick unto death. And he said he heard. A scripture came to him and he said, remember, was that king that the prophet came to, Hezekiah, told him, look, your days are numbered. You're just packed. It's ready to go. He said he heard that scripture clearly. And he took it as the voice of God, that God was telling him he's going to die. And he began to literally die. You know, there's something that is known as dying in dying. You die slowly. You are just deteriorating. He believed it was God that spoke. He believed because it was a scripture quoted to him, and he was dying. He kept dying, and he was dying, deteriorating daily, until he heard a still, gentle, small voice that says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Do you know it's from the same Psalm 91? He heard another voice quoting the Bible. One was the voice of the devil. The other was the voice of God. He heard the voice of the devil and was dying. He heard the voice of God. He came alive. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. What do you hear? It's a voice you hear. Man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus told, he quoted the Bible back, he quoted the word of God back to the devil. What you've quoted is the words of my Father, literally, but this is not the voice of my Father. We need to know the voice of our Father. He now told the devil, it is also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. He came to him and said, if indeed you are the Son of God, turn these stones and turn it to bread. He told the devil, it is written. Listen, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Listen, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You can read the word of God and it's not proceeding from the mouth of God. So the voice you will hear won't be the voice of God. There is a difference when you're reading and when you're hearing. It is voices we hear, and it is voice we hear that we respond to. Very important. Take your life very serious. Something happened the other day and I said I was going to sit down and have a very good one-on-one chat with our first son, because something happened. He prayed and believed he got the answer. We rejoiced, but I had a caution inside me. No, this doesn't sound like the voice of my Father. We sat down, and I remembered a story. It's a woman, a young man so desirous of getting married, was getting old, and everybody, you know when you're getting old, you know that kind of thing, that Kingsley, oh boy, of her. You know, and everybody's putting pressure on you. You're a lady. Everybody's putting pressure on you. Your mother is coming. Pressure. You keep hearing the voice of your mother every day. It's dangerous when it's not the voice of God. So this young man went to his aunt, who's a prayer warrior. I need a wife. You've got to help me. Pray to God. Wife. So the aunt prayed. And she got an answer that this particular lady is the wife that you've been praying for. Now, I didn't know anything then. I didn't know much. And I wish I knew much. And at times I wish I don't know as much as I do now. Because when people come to me and say they heard God, God said it's God said that. And I go contrary to what they are saying. This doesn't sound like God. It's always a conflict. I don't usually see such people again when I counsel them. No. Because, let me tell you something. Some of us, it's the voice we want to hear that we predetermine before we come for counseling. So any voice that is contrary to the one you wanted to hear is not God. No, it can't be. She shared. And she shared the experience and everything. I said, sorry, ma. With every due respect, that is not God. She said, no, but I prayed. Yes, I'm not saying you didn't pray, ma. But that does not sound like God to me. I'm not as diplomatic as I am now. I used to be very raw then. I just tell you that it's not God. I walk up to some people in those days. See, the two of them are engaged. I say, you won't get married. God is saying you won't get married. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. Because I made more enemies than necessary. I have enough than making new ones. Listen, I said, that can't be God. I said, no, I prayed. No, the fact that you prayed, excuse me, when you prayed, you don't think the devil heard you too? Let me tell you, some of us don't know the Bible as much as the devil knows. You think you know the Bible? It's not about knowing the Bible. It's about knowing the voice in the Bible, the voice of God. I said, no, it's not God. It can't be. I said, no, this is not God. No, it's God. They planned everything, wedding, everything. He invited me. I said, I'm not going. They said, why? I said, because it's not of God. I don't do that anymore. I'm serious. So if you come to me for counseling, I'll just tell you, Kingsley, let's pray. And I will pray that God will speak to you and convince you, because you are his child, you should be able to hear God for yourself. And that's what I'm teaching us. So that you are not deceived by some wolf who comes to you in cassock. Or suit, thank you. But not waistcoat. Like somebody was rebuking me. Pastor, why do you wear waistcoat? I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Why are you always wearing waistcoat? I knew that was not the voice of God. I knew. I said, leave me alone. How did I come about wearing waistcoat? It was my birthday once. My wife bought me a waistcoat. I wore it. My wife was happy. I was happy. And I'm wearing a waistcoat. You say, you are not happy. Excuse me. I am not living for you. Excuse me. That's the voices some of us hear. The voice and opinion of other people. And it's controlling your entire life. You don't have a life anymore. You are living for other people. Living a life to just please people. What will people say? It's always what will people say. That's all you are hearing. What people say. Please rescue yourself. That's why you're hearing this message. Anyway, they did all the wedding. They did all the ceremony. They did everything. And a few years after, the brother called me and said, the marriage is over. Well, I didn't tell him what I told the auntie. I just said, well, God comfort you. God help you. You know, it is well. It is well. Can I tell us something? God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's got a plan for your life. If you have messed up your life up till now, the plan of God for your life has not changed. Don't hear any other thing. You are just like somebody driving a car with a satellite navigation system. And the sat nav was talking to you. Turn left. You didn't turn. You kept going. He said, turn left. Okay, next roundabout, take a U-turn. You did not take a U-turn. You kept going. Okay, when you get to the next roundabout, take the third exit and turn backwards. You did not turn. You kept on going. God kept speaking. You kept going. Like the sat-nav, you won't hear the sat-nav talk to you again for a season. But your destination is still set. But but you will get there only when the sat nav starts talking again and you obey. Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you hearken to obey the voice of the words of this book, then all these blessings will come upon you, overtake you. It is conditional. Do you want to hear the voice of God? Let me just run quickly. God can speak to you anywhere. God can speak to you through anything, including these young children. God can speak to you through them. Just looking at them. Please just ignore them, okay? Because if you keep looking at them, it's something else you will hear. Just leave them. Let them. They're in their father's house. It's better they come to church than we take them to some place where they are showing demons. And that's all we expose them to. And they grow up and they can't sleep in the night. And you're wondering what happened. Excuse me, you took them to a place where they are hearing voices. As they are here, you think they are not hearing what me? Their spirit is. I encourage people, bring your babies, bring your children, bring them to church, bring them to fellowship. Don't put them in front of TV all the time to calm them down. All their hands, pe pig. And then you are wondering why they are behaving like pigs. Well done, Daddy. That's the way you are when you are like him. God can speak to you through anything. All right, let me round up. I will tell us 1, 2, 3. 3 things to help us to hear the voice of God. Please, daddies. Daddy's going out. There's a room. Just go to that room so that you don't miss this message. Because I'm about to say how to hear the word of God. And that's the time you went out. So it's very important that we don't hear half a message. Very, very important. Let me tell you one of the things. We should not be ignorant of the wiles of the devil. If the devil knows that the only way you and I can have faith in God, and without faith, we can't please God, and the only way faith comes is by hearing. And hearing the word. If you look at the real interpretation of that statement in Romans chapter, I think it's Romans chapter 10, 17, is what you hear is the voice of the word of God. That's when you have faith. Faith does not come because you read the Bible. Faith comes when you hear the voice of the word of God. Does that make faith? I'm about to say, does that make sense? The word of God does not make sense. It makes faith. Number one, because we are going on a 7-day consecrated time, July 1 to 7, where we will hear God speak to us in different issues over many things troubling us today. If you take these 7 days consecrated serious, I am telling you, thus saith the Lord, your life will be better. 2019 will be very, very good. First half has gone. Glory be to God. There's nothing we can do about the past. But there's something we can do about the present that will determine the future. So leave the past behind. You've messed up this year. Glory be to God. Not that you messed up. Glory be to God. Because like the sat-nav, he will recalibrate. Keep quiet for a while. Not talk to you. But he's recalibrating so that he can see how far you have gone away from your original destination. And then when he finishes calculating and recalibrating, you will start hearing the voice again. Get ready to start hearing the voice of God. you've never heard it, you will recognize it from now on. Number one, listen. Set a time and a place for an appointment with God. Set a time and a place for an appointment with God. That's how to, first thing to do. For example, what we're doing practically now is that from tomorrow, we have set a time, 9 to 10. We are all going to call, ask, and pray to God. 9 to 10, that is a set time from tomorrow for Tuesday, for Wednesday. Now you say, where is that written? Matthew chapter 14, 23, Mark chapter 6, 46, Mark 1, 35, Luke 6, 12. You will see Jesus. He will either rise up very early to go and be alone with God. He always set a time for an appointment with God. The same way you set appointment to see people. This world we live in, have you noticed, operates by appointment? That's the world. We can do it with God. And as you grow in setting an appointment with God, and you meet with God at a certain time and a certain place, and let me tell you, it can be anywhere. Just make sure it's a place that is convenient for you, where and when you can be alone. Please and please, it's good to rise up early if you can, but please don't make a doctrine out of it. Because what God really wants us is not just that we pray to him at a certain time, is to always talk to him every time. Pray without ceasing. So for now, set a time. Set a place. In my house, there are four of us, and each one of us, what we're going to do. I've chosen my spot in the house tomorrow. Nobody moves near me. My wife chooses her spot. Noah chooses his, and Joshua chooses his. They can all comprehend. They are children of God. God can speak to them. We all dial in. Nobody. I will advise and counsel. If you can, unless you can't avoid it as a couple, this is a time to be alone. For that 1 hour, just be alone. Just, you know, whatever you call your husband, sugar, tea, pie, meat pie, just give me 1 hour. I'll see you later. Stay in your corner, stay in my corner. Unless you both agree or circumstances just puts you together at that point in time. Then you can have it together, but listen out for God's voice individually. God wants to speak to you. Because one of the things God may want to tell you is actually to speak to you about your husband. What you don't know. Why did I walk up to you? I don't know. A time that works for you. Some of us work all night. You can't wake up in the morning to pray. Does that mean you won't pray? No. When you wake up, pray. What works for you? Some of us sleep in the laboratory. Before, we don't sleep there anymore. God has delivered us. Please celebrate Dr. Gospel, PhD. Sorry, I have to embarrass you because you have a testimony. He has a testimony. Just got defended his, whatever it's called, Viva, whatever, and awarded his PhD last week, Tuesday. Glory be to God. You were hearing Gospel's voice before. Now you start hearing Dr. Gospel's voice. What's the difference? Knowledge. Number two, prepare your heart to hear God. What do we mean by that? You've set a time. Okay, God, I want to meet you at this time. Consecrated time. This is the place. I'm alone. You could even be in your car. You'll be amazed the places personally I hear God. God, in my early walk with God, God spoke more to me in the bathroom. Because there I'm alone and nobody can enter. Because I've locked the door. Now, I'm not saying that that's where God speaks to people, because some people will hear that and make it a doctrine. So you go and lock yourself in the bathroom and other people in the house can't use the bathroom because you want to hear God. You will hear voices that day you try it. What you don't want to hear, you will hear it that day. Let me tell us what it means to prepare your heart. Before you come to God, do you know God knows what you are thinking? Do you know what the Bible says? Even before you say anything, I will answer you. So don't come as a hypocrite. Don't come thinking that it is when you start talking that God heard you. You know what? Because he knows what's in my heart, let me just say it as it is. But let me tell you something. There's protocol. I found out there's protocol. If you don't value what I want to say with you, I'm talking humanly speaking now. I talk to you the first time. You hear, you say, I've heard. You don't do anything. You come to me again. You take all my time, all my day, in the name of come and counsel me. I talk to you, pour out my heart to you. You say you've heard. You don't do anything about it. It means you don't value my time. You don't value the appointment. You don't even value me. So you know what? Next time you say, can I see you again? Do you know what I will say? I'm busy. Let's see something written in the book of Job. If you don't value God's time and you don't value God's word, don't waste your time saying you want to hear the voice of God. You won't hear nothing. I'm looking for, I think it's Job 20-something, but I can quote it. It says, I have esteemed your word more than my necessary food. Job 23, verse 12. Is the word of God, do you value the word of God? Does it? Do you really need it? Do you see it as what really determines your life? If you don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. And don't waste God's time. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. How many of us have not eaten in the last 7 days? You've not eaten at all. Okay? Last 6 days? 5? 4? 3? 2? You've not eaten in the last 24 hours. Can I see your hand up? Why do all of you like food like this? Only you. But you will soon eat. Of course. Because food is necessary. Do you see the word of God more necessary? Jesus said, man shall not live by hamburger, chicken and chips, chicken kebab, ribs, barbecue chicken alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So prepare your heart. I want to hear the word of God because I place value on what God is about to tell me. You need to hear God for the next step to take in life. Otherwise, you will keep making wrong choices. Somebody rang me and we were talking. And she was very angry with God or at God or whatever. That why is God just watching me suffering? I've just suffered all my life. Suffered. And, you know, she was getting emotional. And, you know, when people get emotional and you hear the voice of their emotions, if you latch onto it, you will get emotional too. No, I switched off my emotions so that I can hear God. And I had God say to tell her, why are you blaming God for your own choices? Everything you are suffering is as a result of your choices. Don't blame God. Don't blame God. Listen, listen, and let this sink. It changed my life when God spoke to me. God can never be wrong. Never. It is impossible for God to lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. God cannot lie. It is not possible. Hear what somebody said. Jem, are you listening to me? Are you listening? What's the color of the blouse? Sorry, is it blouse or top? I don't know. Whatever it is. At least you are wearing something. What's the color of what you're wearing? Black. Please, those around her, is that true? Are you sure? You can see black. You can hear black. You can touch black. Do we agree it's black? Okay. Somebody said, if God accidentally wanted to call her, describe what she's wearing, and say God, and God says, Jem, you are wearing white. Because God cannot lie. That black will turn white. Genesis chapter 1, there was no light. Everywhere was dark, void, empty. And God said, let there be light. And there was. It happens. He speaks and it happens. God cannot lie. So don't tell me God is responsible for your choices. You are a free moral agent. Don't ever, ever, ever in your life blame God again. That set me free. I don't blame God for anything. I sit back like Daniel. God, unto us indeed is confusion of faces, but you have the words of eternal life. You can't be wrong. Lord, I've missed it here. I have missed it here. Help me. What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? Not that I said, God, you are watching me. You are watching me. You are watching me. There was Rebecca. There was Rachel. I chose Rebecca. You didn't stop me. I should have chosen Rachel. Excuse me. You are a free moral agent. Okay, you say, what should I do between Rachel and what's the other name? You see, didn't hear. The guy is deep, man. He's gone. He's hearing something else. I hope you are hearing God in the spirit. You're trying to say he's trying to see if there's a Rebecca in his life. What you should do is, God, you know the end from the beginning. Here is Rebecca. Here is Rachel. Lord, help me. Truly, truly, it's Rebecca I adore. You know, I can't lie to you. But is there any future with Rebecca? Or is it Rachel? Because somehow Rachel too, she ticks 9.5 out of 10. But that half is just, that half. But excuse me, it might be that half that will save your life if you go for Rachel. I've mixed it up now. I don't even know which one again. So, Lord, you know the end from the beginning. Guide me. No matter how I feel, God, guide me. Guide me. You are sincere, you are open, and you are ready. That's what it means to prepare your heart. I had to take my time to explain that. So if you're not ready to obey God, why are you disturbing God to speak to you? If you've made up your mind that you don't want to hear, why are you disturbing God? Let me tell you something. Personally, it's one of the things God is teaching me. I'm hearing God's voice so clear and clear and clear and clearer since we had that 7 days of prayer. We came here one Friday and God spoke to us that the group of us that showed up that Friday, for the next 7 days, we should go into a time of prayer. It was a hard voice. We obeyed. 12 midnight, we all will wake ourselves up, ring, call a conference line, begin to pray. God began to speak. Since that day, I've been hearing God so clear. And God began to show me, you're just wasting your time. You're just allowing people to waste your time. You're losing your focus gradually. I was sharing with my brother, Ezekiel, what God spoke to me recently again. He said, you are worrying yourself too much about people. And I was kind of telling God, I'm a pastor. Pastor means I look after people. I'm worried. I'm worried when I hear this about this person. I hear somebody's about to make that decision. I hear this person is about to throw their family into trouble. I'm worried. And God spoke to me. Why are you worrying over people? Don't worry about people anymore. Pray for them, and I will look after them. So I said, Lord, what should I do? Anytime anybody's name comes to your heart, anybody, pray for them. Just pray. And I go a step further at times. I say, God, give me a word for them, maybe to encourage them. And I just receive a word and I send it to them. That's better. And gradually, I notice worry is exiting my life. I don't worry about people anymore. I pray for people. And I'm seeing God answering prayers. I was in the bathroom just before I came. And somebody just came back to me. And when the person came back to me, Debbie, I was depressed. I was sad. And I was telling myself, you're about to go and share the word of God and depression is coming. And I remembered the voice of God that told me that what? When anybody comes to your mind, pray for them. I just prayed. Depression lifted. I'm here. No worries. The Bible says, don't worry about anything, but in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. That's what I just lived out, hearing the voice of God. When God speaks to you, never contradict his written word. Okay, this is the final word. What's the first one? Second? Prepare your heart to hear God. Prepare your heart. The protocol in approaching God is with respect, reverence. If I respect you, I won't waste your time. I will come to you ready to hear with humility. I will come to you because it's God. They came to Jesus one day. Teach us how to talk to God. That's what they came to tell him. Because we see that you're always talking to God and we are seeing results. What did he say? Luke chapter 11, verse 2. I think from verse 2. So when you come, when you want to pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That's respect. That's worship. Worship is not, because we think worship is when we sing. No. Is the state of your heart, is the worth you have for the person you are approaching. That's worship. I'm not saying it's worship, but I was telling you before we were walking in, he saw my shoelace. And he said, oh, Pastor, let me help you. And he helped me tie my shoelace. I said, Kingsley, I feel very, very honored. That's a honor that I'm worthy of you, Dr. Kingsley, to be. To tie my shoelace. No, that is honor. God will honor you, brother. Amen. He has a little bit of worth for me. That's why he did that. I'm not sure if we will do that to Leke. Familiarity. He ties his football boot. That's worship. You know his worth. You have some respect. So you don't come to God. God, you better talk now. You better talk. No, the Bible says, come before his presence with singing. Another version of Psalm says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Just come. Just come. Come in reverence. Come. Lord, I come. Lord, hallowed be your name. Jesus was teaching worship. Respect your heavenly Father. He is not your mate. It is your mate you will talk to. You just saw me. You just saw me. You're just ignoring me. You are ignoring me. Oh, he's just watching me suffer. Suffer. Who are you? Who do you think you are? It's disrespectful to refer to God as the man upstairs. Some of us are just trying to be funky. The man upstairs. The man upstairs. Is he your mate? Please leave that. Time is up. Number three. Just that's the protocol about preparing your heart, and I needed to hear that. Number three, and this is where I will stop. Ask God to speak to you. This is very key, please. Listen, you will need this over the next 7 days. Ask God to speak to you in a way that you can understand. No matter how much you hear my voice, if I'm speaking Greek, you are hearing my voice. But if you don't understand Greek, you will not understand what I'm saying. I'm not communicating. You know, there are many times in the scriptures you will see that there was a time the Bible says it thundered. God actually spoke, but people heard thunder. But what God was saying, here, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. People heard, but they thought it thundered. So God speak to me in a way that I can understand. And listen, listen, listen. We as human beings, we know how to give good gifts to our children. We don't give them what the scorpion for fish, stone for bread. When you have a 5-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a toddler, do you talk to them the same way? You come down to the level of the toddler. Then you go to the 5-year-old. Okay. Junior, you heard me? And then you go to the 15-year-old. Yeah, just go out. Levels. God will speak to you at your level. God will speak to you at your level. Please, this is the final thing I want to say. Ask God to speak to you from his word. Don't listen out for voices. I'm telling you, I have met people. I want God to speak to me today. I must hear God's voice today. I must hear God's voice today. I must hear God's voice. And they will hear voices. I am telling you, I've gone to see one or two in a psychiatric home. They were zealous. I want to hear God speak to me. And they began to hear voices. Don't seek to hear voices. Seek to hear his voice from his word. So at this time, over these next 7 days, I will encourage us to get ready to open the scriptures and ask God to speak to us from the scriptures. God and his word are the same. So if you heard a voice and the voice, we cannot align it with anything God said. It's not the voice of God. It's not the voice of God. Somebody once came to me and said, why is it that we preach, and when we are teaching, we say that we as believers should not be unequally yoked with a non-believer? I said, because it is written in the scriptures. And then the person said, it is also written in the scriptures that God told Uzziah to go and marry a prostitute. That is that not also scriptures? I said, yes, it is scriptures. I said, but after Uzziah, have you seen anybody else God spoke to go and do that? That was a kind of a metaphor of the state of the children of Israel, and God was trying to teach by demonstrating that through Uzziah. So I told the person, I said, no problem. Since you believe so much in that, please go to the city center and look for a prostitute. I'm going to marry the prostitute. And say, thus saith the Lord. I said, okay, I understand now. I get it now. We just argue over needless things. Senseless debate. Huh? Words that generate nothing but strife. Let me tell you, the word of God comes to bring anchor to our soul, to bring us to a place of rest, not to bring us to a place of strife. So you've heard God, you know God so much now, so you are fighting everybody. That's why I just look at some people who say they heard God and God told them to be fighting everybody in the body of Christ. No problem. The God you heard, you will give account to. It's not my problem. It's not my problem. Brethren, we need to hear God. Please, let's talk to God for a moment. I know our time is fast spent. Maybe this will save your life. Maybe what you're about to do, the direction, the instruction, is the answer to the problems that you have been carrying all your life over the next 7 days. Lord, why am I like this? Lord, speak to me about my child who can't really communicate with you. Tell me. Lord, speak to me about my husband. Lord, speak to me about my career. Speak to me I implore us over this time. Spend today listing down, please. If you don't take this action, everything you hear today might just be a waste. From now, if you can, start writing the things you want to ask God, the things you want to ask God for, the things you want to ask God about. My career, my future partner. I have 2 jobs. Lord, speak to me about these 2 jobs. My husband, I'm having troubles. My child is not doing well. I'm confused. Lord, speak to me. I don't even know why I was born into this life. I'm frustrated. Speak to me. Please list these things. Write them down. Start writing them down now. You will need a pen and like a notebook over these next 7 days. You are going to write the questions. And you are going to start writing the answers God gives. Brethren, I am preaching my life to you. The voice of God has saved me, saved my life, saved my family, saved the people God brings into my life to mentor, to guide. God has saved us many times. Please just reflect for a minute or two. If you can start writing now, I will just say, just write. I want to ask God for this. I want to ask God for that. Just spend a moment. There's nowhere we are rushing to. There's no point rushing. We just ask, Lord, as we consecrate the first 7 days of July, we're asking you, Lord, to show us your glory. Show us your counsel. Show us your plan and purpose for our lives. Show us things to come. Show us what to do. Show us why to do the things, some things you would tell us to do. Show us how to do and show us when. Lord, we just trust you. We entrust our lives into your hands. I pray for as many who are here under the sound of your voice that you have convicted in their hearts. I pray for them that they will know you as the God of their salvation. I pray as they have heard your voice today, they will hearken. Their hearts will not be hardened. They will hear you clearly. They will give you their hearts and their whole life and invite you into their lives in the name of Jesus. I just want to ask one or two, or I don't know,